Welcome to another episode of the Bleep Bloop podcast. If this is your first time listening, I want to say thank you for tuning in. If you have listened before, if you're a repeat offender, I want to say thank you for coming back. Now, if you're listening on the podcast platforms, first of all, I want to say thank you. But if you are one of the few that might be listening on Patreon, then that means you're listening to this early. Now, on this episode, I am going to be talking about some of my all-time favorite game soundtracks. Now, I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty details of them. Maybe I'll save that for a series down the line. This is more of just a general overview of some of the soundtracks that I listen to and where I listen to them at, and you know, if they spark any memories. So without any hesitation, without any delays, let's get right into this. So on this episode, I'm going to talk about seven specific soundtracks that I can remember. There are some that I'm thinking of as I'm talking about this. For one example that I'm not going to really talk about in detail. Well, I mean, I guess I could start. I remember playing, what was it? Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Was it San Andreas? I think it was San Andreas. I think that was the first time I remember listening to the radio, and it had a bunch of different music that you could listen to. Or maybe it was Grand Theft Auto 4, when you actually had the full radio, you had all the radio stations. Y'all remember being in the taxi and you could listen to all the different radio stations. But when it really took off was Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, Grand Theft Auto 5 had all the different radio stations and you could just jam out. And I remember half the time I would just steal a car, listen to the music, and just cruise around the city. You know, customize your car if you get money, or, you know, go shoot some people up and then disappear on the other side of town. And I mean, that's part of the game, you know, the atmosphere, getting lost in that environment, because I feel like it's so immersive in doing that it takes gameplay to a whole nother level. And I think that's when, you know, you started to see a lot of games license out music that you knew, because they created a different feeling. It evoked a different emotion. So I thought that was really cool. But that's just an honorable mention. One game that I think I've mentioned repeatedly on here is Celeste. Celeste, that soundtrack is just so amazing to me. I mean, when I first played that game, part of what made me stay playing it was the soundtrack. The composer, Lena Raine, I actually listened to the soundtrack just repeatedly. I remember when I first heard it and I found it, I think I played it in my car for like two, maybe 3 days straight. Like, I didn't listen to anything else. And it's funny because that soundtrack actually was the precursor to me trying to find other soundtracks of games. I mean, another game that's on this list that stemmed from me listening to Celeste was the soundtrack for the game Prey. Prey was like a whole different vibe, though. It had this futuristic, industrial, techno, grungy, almost like not a dubstep, but like just, it was just something so different, sci-fi atmospheric with some gritty boom bap. I don't know. It was dope. I loved it. Like, I hadn't even played the game. I mean, I kind of played it. My son actually played more of it. I think he beat it. But I didn't finish it by no means, but I wasn't really like invested in the soundtrack until after I listened to Celeste. I went ahead and I was like, what other games soundtracks are probably sound dope? And I remember I saw Prey. I was like, let me listen to this. And I was just chilling in my garage, cleaning the garage, and I was just jamming out to that soundtrack. And that thing was just amazing. Like, the time and effort that these composers put into these these soundtracks for you to enjoy. I mean, half the time, they're just as memorable as the actual game. I mean, to me, part of the experience of a gamer is actually enjoying soundtracks as opposed to playing games. I don't always play a bunch of different games, but I'll listen to the soundtracks. I mean, that's like Cuphead. I still haven't beat Cuphead, but one of the key things that made me enjoy and appreciate that game was going and listening to the soundtrack. I mean, I think I played the soundtrack before I even played the game, which was pretty cool. Another game that I mention a lot in my podcasts and on videos is the game Blasphemous. Blasphemous soundtrack is something that I think just the accompanying sounds that are provided with that game give a whole different element to why that game is great. I mean, you have the gameplay, you have the story, but the music that accompanies that game specifically just takes it to a whole nother level. I think if you get sound engineers or sound designers or composers that maybe aren't as invested as you would like them to be, you might walk away with something that you feel didn't go for the mood you were going for. And I think that's probably very far and few between. I would venture to say that whoever you get to add sound to your game is going to be just as invested as you are, the designers and developers. But I think that it's really something special when you have music that just helps create that mood. And for Blasphemous, that soundtrack is another example of where it just really fits. One soundtrack that I didn't initially listen to right away until after I played the game for so long was Ghost Recon Wildlands. Now, Ghost Recon Wildlands, it's an open world and it does have radio stations. Well, it has a radio. You can't really change the stations. And it kind of just plays songs that are on there. But that's not really what, to me, paints the mood of the game. It's the actual score of the game. I think just playing that game for so long, you know, being in the hills, fighting the Santa Blanca cartel, you start to really be receptive to what you're listening to, and that soundtrack just is great. So when I actually went back and listened to the soundtrack, listened to the score, each song gave me a memory of a specific mission or being in a specific region within the game. And sometimes I'll be in the car just listening to it and I'll just start imagining or remembering me playing that game, running through the hills or jumping in a helicopter or changing my camouflage out and, you know, going to the Unidad outpost and sniping a whole bunch of fools out. So that, I think that's really special for that kind of soundtrack. One soundtrack that just blew me away and really took me back to the days when I used to watch anime, like anime movies specifically, was the game The Ascent. And Ascent, the first opening track, it is almost not identical, but it captures the same feeling and vibe as the song from Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Shell, if anybody's watched that original movie, you know that classic song that is the basis of the movie. Well, if you play The Ascent, it's the same thing. Like, it has this almost identical, like, and I feel like they were paying homage to Ghost in the Shell and those composers. Maybe it's the same composers, I don't know. I have to go back and look. But that opening track, opening sequence, and just the same thing, you know, it puts you in that environment. It puts you in that time zone, that dimension, that universe of the Ascent and of the people that inhabit that land. It's such a great opening track. I mean, I just love it. I could listen to that song on repeat probably just all day if you let me. And, you know, if you could put both tracks side by side, they just are so similar and just grab you when you listen to them. I mean, that's what made me listen to that soundtrack. And then all the other accompanying songs that are within that soundtrack just match that first one, but that first track just really sets the tone. Two more soundtracks on my list. Another one that I really enjoyed, and I think it made me appreciate the game without playing it, even considering the issues that the game had, was the Cyberpunk 2077 soundtrack. That futuristic cyber sci-fi sound that's very reminiscent of Blade Runner or, you know, just movies like that. It just really was captured in the Cyberpunk soundtrack. There's a few tracks on there, or a few tracks on that soundtrack that are really, really good. It's not just like one or two. And I think that helped me, at least, appreciate that game is something special. And I feel like Cyberpunk is similar to the approach that was taken for No Man's Sky. Like, yeah, it had its issues when it first came out, but the developers, the creators were very adamant about making the updates, making the improvements, and sticking to that so that people can enjoy and appreciate that game. And if you go to Steam, if you go onto you know, review sites or rating sites, they rate Cyberpunk pretty high. It's not like it's a bad game. And even people that endured the game with all of its hiccups, they would be the first to say that game was still good. It wasn't bad, you know. It still was playable, had a great story. Some people even played it through a few different times with different endings just because they loved it that much. So but I think for me, the soundtrack really allowed me to kind of immerse myself in what the expectations would be if I played the game and what that environment was like. And it made me really appreciate and value the effort and time that was put into that game. Last soundtrack on this list is one that it just always puts me in a different mood. I can listen to the soundtrack from start to finish. I can listen to the soundtrack itself, and I can even listen to the score. And that is Red Dead Redemption 2. I even bought the Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack on vinyl. So I have it on vinyl. I got it in my playlist. I got the original score in my playlist. And there's even another song that I don't know if it was on the Red Dead Redemption 1 soundtrack, but I do know that it was part of one of the missions. And that just tied into the Red Dead Redemption 2 soundtrack. Like, just the composers of the score for that game did an amazing job, and getting the artist that they got to perform the songs that they did on the soundtrack and how they were fit into the game, and, you know, the various missions where they were cued in at to paint the picture and give you the emotion, just set it to a whole another level. I mean, I could say nothing but good things about all the soundtracks on this list, but Red Dead Redemption 2 just really stands apart from all of them. I mean, I love that soundtrack. That soundtrack's amazing. If you've never played the game, do yourself a favor, listen to the score. If you don't got time, listen to the soundtrack. But the score is like almost a whole different vibe than the soundtrack itself. It just fills in the gaps. And for me, that was great. I loved it. I mean, I spent a month playing that game and I only played the main story. I didn't even do any of the side quests. And I talk about that all the time. But yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2 was a great one. If you have not listened to any of these, go to Spotify, go to YouTube Music, wherever you get your music from, just type them in or look for soundtrack playlists. I think I got a playlist floating around somewhere. I got to remember the name of it, but I guarantee you will not be disappointed. I'm sure there's tons of other soundtracks out there that are really, really good. Some people like different sounds and different vibes and instrumentation that is utilized. But for me, these ones are really kind of the music that I prefer, that I like, just in terms of accompanying the games that I like to play. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Bleep Bloop Podcast, my all-time favorite game soundtracks. I'm sure there'll be more added. Maybe I'll do a part two with some new ones that I found. And I may even do some one-off episodes where I actually take a deep dive into the soundtracks. I mean, I might not play the music for them because obviously, you know, don't want to get copyright strikes or anything like that. But I will at least talk about the composers, the songs, maybe do little snippets here and there. I don't know. We'll see. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like always, like and subscribe. You know, click the notification bell or whatever you're listening on. I don't even know if it's got those options. And if you're listening on Patreon, I want to say thank you for your support. And as always, like I always say, peace.